أنتم برفقة SBS عربي 24.
عينت أستراليا أول مبعوث خاص للتماسك والوئام الاجتماعي في البلاد، وقال رئيس الوزراء أنتوني ألبانيز عند إعلانه الحكومة الجديدة مطلع هذا الأسبوع إن التوتر المجتمعي بشأن حرب إسرائيل في غزة يسبب قدراً كبيراً من القلق لحكومته العمالية. والمبعوث الخاص لأستراليا للتماسك والوئام الاجتماعي هو السيد بيتر خليل، النائب الفيدرالي عن مقعد ويلز، وهو ابن أبوين مهاجرين مصريين. وقد التقيت أنا هناء ياسين بالنائب بيتر خليل وسألته بداية عن مهام دوره الجديد، والذي جاء في وقت تشهد فيه البلاد ارتفاعا في معدل كراهية الإسلام ومعاداة السامية. فأوضح النائب خليل أن عمله سيمتد لقطاعات مختلفة في المجتمع من أجل وضع السياسات التي ستجعل الأستراليين على تنوعهم قادرين على تشكيل مجتمع متحد متناسق يستطيع أن يناقش اختلافاته باحترام وسلام. ووصف النائب خليل أستراليا بالمجتمع المتوائم، وهذا الأمر بني بمجهود أجيال عدة، وبحسب رأيه يجب حماية هذا الإرث أمام التحديات خاصة الدولية، منها كحرب غزة.
It is a very important policy area, social cohesion, and really it goes to the different parts of our society being able to form a whole, a united whole. What are the structures, what are the policies necessary to ensure that our society can be cohesive, can be able to remain a harmonious society, a harmonious multicultural society that embraces our diversity, our differences. And it's not just multicultural differences, not just differences in ethnicity or religious background, but also there is intergenerational difference, there's socioeconomic variance, there's political views that are different, even sporting clubs are different and so on. How do we find ways to connect each other, to find common ground, to, even if we disagree, to do so respectfully and peacefully, and that we can maintain that cohesion of the society, the harmonious nature of society. And I will say Australia has been very fortunate over many decades to have built up a relatively harmonious multi-ethnic, multi-cultural, multi-faith society. There has been disagreements, there has been challenges, but it's been done with the hard work of generations of Australians, including so many migrants that have come to this country who have embraced Australia and have done the hard work to build this diverse and harmonious society. And we want to protect that. And as you said, there are a lot of challenges to that harmony, to that cohesion. And those challenges are international conflicts like the Gaza War, but also things like the fragmentation of the media and social media and the way that there are different points of reference and different realities that people are seeing through their social media and the biases. The misinformation and the disinformation. So all of this exacerbates the division, the disharmony, the discord that splits us apart. And our job really is to unite Australians together.
وبسؤاله ما إذا كان الانقسام المجتمعي بسبب الحرب في غزة قد أصبح عميقا ودائما في أستراليا بحيث أصبحت مهمته الجديدة شبه مستحيلة، أكد النائب خليل أن أستراليا من أكثر المجتمعات المتوائمة في العالم، واعتبر أن الحكومة تسعى لوضع سياسات واتخاذ خطوات تحمي هذا الوضع، كالمطالبة بوقف إطلاق النار في غزة والتصويت أمميا لإنهاء هذه الحرب وتقديم المساعدات الإنسانية ضحايا الحرب والعمل بجهد لإقامة دولة فلسطينية. كما أضاف أن حكومة ألبانيز دعت إسرائيل لاحترام القوانين الدولية وحماية المدنيين من الفلسطينيين في غزة. وأشار المبعوث الخاص للتماسك والوئام الاجتماعي في أستراليا إلى أن أهم ما يجب القيام به هو حماية كل الأستراليين من تداعيات الحرب في غزة والحفاظ على حق الجميع في التعبير عن رأيهم باحترام.
I think Australia has still, especially when you compare it to other parts of the world, whether it's in Europe or the US, is not as polarized, not as politically divided as some of those other examples. But that doesn't mean we should be complacent. It doesn't mean we should be resting on our laurels or on our past. We need to do the work now. That's why the Prime Minister is quite cognizant of the need to be proactive, to incentivize the policies and the structures that will help us navigate through these challenges. And there's a lot of work that needs to be done with respect to laws around media reform and social media, cyber security and hacking, misinformation and disinformation, with respect to international conflicts like the Gaza war. There are so many Australians, as you know, many listeners, who Palestinian Australians, Egyptian Australians, people from the Middle East who have family that they've lost in the war, that feel deep anguish and pain, who've got a connection to the people in the region who are suffering. And that is why it's so important that the Australian government has called for a ceasefire and has actively called for the end to this conflict and voted multiple times in the United Nations for a ceasefire, wants to see the end of this war, has worked within the international community with other partners to try and end this conflict, has increased humanitarian assistance to the people who are suffering, has really worked hard, the Prime Minister and the Foreign Minister, with their counterparts to end this conflict and move towards, and I've argued too that Australia should play a constructive and a substantive role in the creation of a Palestinian state and do the work that a government can do. Australia can play a role in Palestinian justice and self-determination, called for Israel to adhere to international law and to and the protection of innocent civilian lives. There's more that can be done, actually more that can be done. But what's really important is that Australians here, Muslim Australians or Palestinian Australians or Jewish Australians, are not targeted or vilified because of their religion or their background, because of what's happening on the other side of the world, that there, whatever disagreement there might be amongst communities, that that can be done respectfully and peacefully. And no one should be targeted or attacked because of their faith, because of their ethnic background, because of their gender. Australia is a tolerant society and a society of the fair go. And we want to be able to protect that and find ways where we can disagree respectfully.
ونفى المبعوث الخاص للتماسك المجتمعي النائب بيتر خليل أن يكون منصبه الجديد بديلاً لمنصب المبعوث الخاص لمناهضة معاداة الإسلام الذي وعدت الحكومة بتعيينه، وأكد أن الحكومة الفيدرالية ما زالت تبحث في الجالية المسلمة عن الشخص المناسب لشغر هذا المنصب.
The government wants to get this right. That's why they're working. The government's working directly with the community to identify the best candidate. To identify the community's needs through that candidate. There's a process that's underway. I know now that there's a number of candidates, potential candidates, that have been in conversations with the government. They want to get this right. They're going to go through the processes. And the appointments of both the Islamophobia envoy and the anti-Semitism envoy are necessarily important because of the rise in Islamophobia. There's an online report that's coming out today that shows the rise in Islamophobia. There's been a rise in anti-Semitism in the community. That's unacceptable, as I said earlier. No matter what the international, the terrible cost of war, Australians should not be targeted because of their faith background and shouldn't be vilified or attacked because of their faith background. And Muslims should not be subject to that targeting because of their faith. And so these roles will play an important, have an important task to work with those communities to find the meet the challenges that those communities are facing, to engage with government at state and federal level to ensure that things are put in place to address those issues for those communities. And I know that the government is going to be announcing the envoy for Islamophobia as soon as possible. I will say that my role is much broader than I'll work obviously with those communities and those envoys, but it's much broader than even multicultural policy, because as I said, social cohesion and the way our society is harmonious is dependent upon a much broader set of issues like intergenerational difference, socioeconomic difference, the different parts of our society, different political perspectives, addressing media issues and social media, addressing political populism, addressing attacks on our system that for those who want to sow division. The very broad role and multicultural policy is a very important part of that, but it goes beyond just that.
ويعد النائب بيتر خليل من النواب الأستراليين القلائل الذين تعود أصولهم إلى الشرق الأوسط، مما وضع ضغطا مضاعفا عليه مع استمرار الحرب في غزة. وقد سألناه عن رده لمن يتهمه كنائب عمالي بعدم وضع القضية الفلسطينية في صدر أولويات حزب العمال والحكومة الفيدرالية، فقال إن مسؤوليته الأولى هي لأبناء دائرته الانتخابية التي تضم تنوعا ثقافيا واسعا، موضحا أنه كان من أوائل أوائل النواب الذين أشاروا إلى أن الحرب الأخيرة في غزة لم تبدأ في 7 أكتوبر في الهجوم الإرهابي على إسرائيل بحسب وصفه، بل هي فصل جديد من معاناة الفلسطينيين لعقود من الظلم، مؤكدا على دعمه المستمر للسلام وحل الدولتين لإنهاء النزاع في الشرق الأوسط، مضيئا على تواصله مع سفراء الدول المعنية للدفع بإنهاء الحرب في غزة ودعم مواطني دائرته الانتخابية لإخراج أهلهم من الحرب في غزة.
In our democracy, I'm elected to represent the people of Wills in my electorate. There's some 200,000 people. My first and foremost responsibility is to represent that community, and that includes a very diverse multicultural community. It includes Muslim Australians, Lebanese Australians, people of Italian and Greek background. It is a very multicultural and diverse community. And I also have an obligation, a responsibility to the national interest and to our democracy as well. For my own part, when it comes to the conflict in Gaza, I was one of the first MPs in mid-October to stand up in Parliament and speak to the fact that this conflict did not start just on the 7th of October with the horrific terrorist attacks. It had gone on for 75, 80 plus years. And there was oppression and a need for Palestinian justice for Palestinians and self-determination and statehood, which had been an ongoing cause for decades. My own family had been involved in that, as you referenced, my Egyptian background, my father, my grandfather, my father, my uncles fought in 1948, 1956, 1967 and 1973 in the Egyptian army. I have always supported peace and a peaceful outcome, Palestinian statehood, a two-state solution where, unless someone can tell me otherwise, the only way out of this endless cycle of violence and conflict is for the Israelis and the Palestinians to live peacefully side by side in a two-state solution. And I spoke on that and Palestinian statehood in the parliament. I've engaged with the foreign minister and the prime minister on Australia's response to this terrible conflict and this terrible loss of life. I've worked with the Egyptian ambassador and the Qatari, met with the Qatari ambassador and the Palestinian ambassador around the efforts around a ceasefire and negotiations around Australia's diplomatic efforts with respect to the United Nations and voting for a ceasefire and ending the conflict, around our efforts to help support the people who are suffering by increasing our humanitarian aid and our support for the Palestinian people here in Australia. In fact, you know, even in my own electorate, there are Palestinian Australians who I've supported to help get their family members out of Gaza. And I've done that because these are the people that I represent. So I think the important point for listeners is that there is a shared humanity that we have, a basic shared humanity. There cannot be what I would call selective empathy. What I find unacceptable is the loss of any innocent civilian lives. What I find unacceptable is war, because war is terrible. And we have to do everything we can to prevent suffering and prevent the loss of life. And as a member of the government, in a party, the Labor Party that can form government, we have actually taken substantive actions to assist in ending the conflict and to supporting the Palestinian people and the Palestinian cause towards justice. That is something substantive and real. And unfortunately, there's been a lot of misinformation and disinformation that has been spread by those political actors who seek to use this conflict and this tragedy for their political purposes. I'm not interested in politics. I'm not interested in the siasa on this. I want to see peace. And I've done everything I can within the parliament and within being in the government to push towards those outcomes. And I think that's part of my responsibility and obligation as an elected member of the Australian Parliament.
برزت في الآونة الأخيرة دعوات في المناطق ذات النسبة العالية من السكان العرب والمسلمين، دعوات إلى نبذ التصويت لحزب العمال واختيار نواب مسلمين مستقلين كردة فعل على ما يراه البعض تخاذل عمالي في دعم الفلسطينيين في قطاع غزة. وقد سألنا النائب بيتر خليل عن رأيه في هذه الدعوات ولماذا يظل حزب العمال برأيه خيارا مناسبا لأبناء الجالية الأسترالية العربية.
I think that's a very political question. I think the Australians, whatever their background, whether they are of a Middle Eastern background, a Muslim background, Christian, Jewish, doesn't matter. People need to be able to vote freely for who they think can best represent them. And that now that could include issues that are in relation to our foreign policy, where they some people think Australia should do more in the Middle East, or some people should do, say we're doing too much. There's been criticism on both ends, by the way, Hannah, I should say. But whether you if you're a Muslim Australian or Arab Australian or whatever your background, the things that matter to you, the cost of living issues, our foreign policy, housing and affordability, the economic management, the policies around climate change and renewable energy, the policies around protecting women and women who've experienced family violence, the policies around climate change. These are the things that people have to assess as to whether the government is doing the job for them and putting the policies in place that will make a difference to their lives. And at the local level, as an MP, they will judge me based on how hard I work to support them, to serve the community. One of my number one goals, I guess, for my team and myself is to serve the people, serve the community. That's the essence of public service, is to help people have a better life, help them with their visas, help asylum seekers and refugees. We've helped thousands of people, help people with the NDIS or pensioners or people who are students. Do what I can to support these people, to help them have a better life. But what I can also do as a member of a government, and if people choose to re-elect the Australian Labor Party into the government of Australia, is I can help shape policies like in social cohesion, for example, to help hundreds of thousands, millions of people have a better life in this country. Because for me, when we came to this country, we were given, as migrants, housing, public housing. We had a roof over our heads and we got access to education. And that mainly came through Labor governments, who provided us with that opportunity to fulfill our potential. Despite all the challenges that we faced as a new migrant family from Egypt, we were appreciative of the fact that the country welcomed us and gave us that opportunity. I want to give the same opportunity to new migrants that are coming to this country, to second and third generation people from Lebanese background or Middle East background, so they can fulfill their potential. That's what I'm passionate about. So people will judge and vote based on what matters to them, what matters to their families, and how their representative can best serve them.
كان هذا السيد بيتر خليل النائب الفدرالي عن مقعد ويلز، وهو أول مبعوث خاص للتماسك والوئام الاجتماعي في أستراليا، متحدثا إلينا عن مهام دوره الجديد.
استمعوا إلى آخر إصدارات SBS عربي 24 على جميع منصات البودكاست. تابعوا بودكاست الهوية في موسمه الثاني، الذي يروي قصصا واقعية تعكس تحديات الانتماء التي يواجهها الشباب العربي في أستراليا.